So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frische Netzsekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, the gang's favorite desserts, who asked Abe Lincoln to do something, and a Dick Hitswater update. Right after this message.
If you thought the new federal automobile stimulus plan couldn't get any better, well, you just haven't been to Bob Bile Motors.
Hi, friends. Bob Bile here. You gotta stop it today and take advantage of my for clunkers program.
What?
That's right, fellas. You bring in a clunker and you get a.
Hi, guys. If you give Bob a clunker, I'll give you a.
That is the Bob Bile difference.
Wow. And hey, if you trade in on Frantic Fridays, I'll give you a while my roommate in the and then we both
cash for clunkers? Seriously. What are you, some kind of queer?
That's Bob Bile Motors.
We're open late and right on the Miracle Mile. Just look for the giant overinflated right out front, flapping in the breeze.
It's only at Bob Bile Motors.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, you said you had something else over there?
It's National Dessert Day.
Oh.
What's that taste like?
Dessert?
What does dessert taste like?
What is your favorite all-time dessert?
Oh, I'm going to have to think here. I mean, Josh, can you, like, right off the top of your head
top
throw
three
out
desserts?
A...
Whew, I mean, I could, yeah, sure, why? I'll give it a go.
This is pressure.
Give it a go, baby.
This is going to get some scoffs, a few of them, a couple of these,
really?
I think. Top dessert, number one. You know, I'm just going to go traditional sort of ice cream sundae.
Okay.
Yeah, with a lot of chocolate syrup, the bottle.
Yeah.
Number... No nuts, though.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, I don't like nuts. You're right. I agree with you.
No.
I agree with Tom. No nuts.
The only thing that'll really ruin a sundae is the shredded pineapple.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
And that stupid plastic cherry on the top.
Yeah. My niece and I had a fight about that.
You'd seen other kids at Dairy Queen get the banana split.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That looks, and then you get one and they're just awful.
It's too much.
As an adult, you never buy one.
Well, it's the pineapple. Shut up!
You got into a fight with your niece about a cherry?
I don't like the cherries, and she loves them, and she just couldn't get over it.
Those maraschino cherries?
Yeah. I said, look, this bodes well for you. If we both get chocolate shakes, I give you my cherry. You have two cherries now.
Right.
And then
what does she give you? I assume after the shake, right?
There
has to be some kind of negotiation, some kind of quid pro quo.
I need you to negotiate for me.
That Atlas is a tough customer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could we get the music, please? We have to get back to the... So number one, ice cream sundae, when we'll allow variations.
Okay,
favorite desserts, go ahead.
Number two, chocolate cake.
Okay, acceptable.
Mm. Number three is where I might get in trouble. A nice, warm, gooey bread pudding.
No.
Bread pudding.
Nick. Bread is bread, and pudding is pudding, and never the two shall meet.
Love it.
Yeah, I'd have to really give that a lot of thought, though. Best desserts.
Yeah, it's
so
not easy.
So when you're out at a nice meal and they bring the dessert menu, you don't immediately go for the creme brulee, for example, or
very fancy. Now, I typically go if they have some kind of chocolate something.
Right. Peanut butter chocolate thing.
Yeah, if they have like a peanut butter chocolate cheesecake, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's more the more exotic. But I agree, the chocolate sundae, any kind of cake, any kind of pie. So today's National Dessert Day.
National Dessert Day.
Do you allow yourself to eat dessert?
I had dessert last night.
Would you have like a raspberry?
Nope.
Here we go.
I drove through the Dairy Queen on the way home and had a nice mini blizzard.
Uh-huh. It's a mini.
The ones pumpkin for kids.
He gets the mini.
Okay, what flavor?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh,
let's
nice.
Focus more.
Hey, they have a new one, snickerdoodle cookie dough.
Isn't that like two spoonfuls?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's
somebody
not.
Hands me a mini. I look at them and go, is this a joke?
Come on.
No, it's just enough.
No, it's the cup. It's the cup that you put ketchup in at the condiments bar.
It's like, isn't that called a ramekin?
Yes.
Yes, the here, paper ramekin.
Here you go.
I couldn't possibly finish all this.
Their whipped cream was a little on the limp side. Have you ever? It's kind of like.
Oh, maybe it must have been an anomaly. I've never had a bad Dairy Queen in my life.
It wasn't bad.
I bet Richard was doing the old limp dick back there putting the whipped cream. Yeah.
Somehow it goes down Vulgar Road.
I like a dessert, but I only have one bite.
When you talk about a ramekin, which is that little teen, that's one of the new words. What's the latest word that you learned, Josh?
Oh, man.
I just learned the word ramekin about a year ago.
Really?
The latest word.
The waiter, I was somewhere, and the waiter brought over and goes, here's your ramekin of dressing. Whoa, that's fancy.
Yeah, I love that
word. Sounds like something. Isn't that what Robin wore in Batman? And that was a jerkin.
Yeah, they're very different.
Okay,
You don't own any ramekins?
I have two different
sizes. You have the little tiny ketchup size, and then you have the size about this.
Listen to me. I'm not joking. Listen to me. This has to stop.
Yeah, I think when you've been married as many times.
The Pardon and the cream brulee and four different ramekins.
Christy has all that kind of stuff people get at weddings. Well, I got you matching ramekins. And
wow, that'll come in handy. Never!
And napkin rings, the stuff that no one actually has.
Now, Christy, when you say you have ramekins, do you mean the restaurant dish, or is it a certain toy that you might have?
No, the restaurant
dish. 5,000.
That's a rabbit. That's
the ramekin.
Ooh.
Totally different.
The old ramekin reach around. Now with a 4-foot AC cord.
And the 4-foot curved handle for her comfort.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything that weird.
You didn't mention dessert. I'm disappointed. You didn't mention key lime pie.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. If you have to rank your desserts.
Yeah, it's not easy. I just kind of threw three out. But if I go to a restaurant and they go, you know, we're kind of famous for our bread pudding, I would say no more. I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
No. How many restaurants are known for their bread pudding?
There are about four in the United States. But would you like to? Those are ranked.
I would check on this. Bread, sure. Sandwich, great. Lunchtime,
pudding,
sounds good.
Super.
Pudding, yeah.
Chocolate bread pudding?
Pudding
I like
my grandma used to make a chocolate bread pudding that I
is bread pudding made out of
greatest.
Bread?
Yes.
I'm not sure I've ever had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Do you have a hierarchy?
Well, it's just ice cream and then probably a cheesecake and then maybe a regular cake.
Not delivered with any kind of fanfare.
No apple crisp. No.
Oh, I love apple crisp. Sure, yeah, all very good. Yeah. I was reminded by my buddy the other day that my mother. You remember that she liked to have a slice of cheddar cheese on her apple pie. Remember this?
I've never tried that.
Lots of people do this, evidently.
Yeah,
wrong.
I've seen it. It does seem wrong. It's like, I don't know.
Like bread pudding.
Yeah.
No, that's not wrong. There's nothing wrong about that.
Do you make bread pudding out of that cinnamon raisin bread? Is that
that sounds great.
How do you?
I've never made
so
a bread pudding.
So you just get some bread.
I've never
made dunk it in a
some
bowl.
Some kind of sauce.
This sounds like a white trash poor bowl dessert.
That's me.
Nothing wrong with being a white trash chick.
Ace, do you have any
sugar bread
dessert?
Cheesecake.
There you go.
That's number one for you. Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
The bread pudding emails are flowing in.
All right.
Cheesecake number one, then.
Apple pie.
Okay.
Third would be like a brownie or something.
Okay.
Oh, a brownie's good.
Yeah, there's the other.
Oh, like a Logan. You like a Logan?
What's that?
That's a kind of a brownie.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Never heard of that.
Neither have I.
Logan.
Bread pudding is a bread-based dessert popular in many countries.
Carry me to the
Does it include
toilet.
The United States?
Made with stale bread and milk or cream.
So it's like damp croutons.
I'm out.
Tom,
I'm out.
Help me with this guy, will you?
I'm not sure I've ever even had it.
Oh, man, it's great.
Okay, well, so today's National Dessert Day.
To hell with sports. Best bread pudding recipes. Here yeah. we go.
Are we getting...
Well, this person said, Chick, you'll like this.
Okay.
Douse it with 151 rum.
Yes, I've heard that.
Whoa, whoa.
Light it on fire.
It's on fire!
As it's burning, put a scoop of vanilla ice cream and drizzle it with caramel.
Oh.
Man, oh, man.
Hmm. Grandma's bread pudding.
We don't have to make it now while you read through while you wade through the ads on some website.
You have a pen?
I'm not going to make bread pudding. You know what'll happen on this day in sports?
What's that?
October 15th. This was the day.
I want to prove
Reggie
a point
Jackson
here.
Punched Billy
no.
Martin.
I would have guessed it was Reggie Jackson.
I want to prove a point here. I bet even Christy can get this one, and I'm not going to give you much information.
What?
A famous member of the Kansas City Royals.
Oh yeah.
Was forced out of a World Series game because of what? I'll give you. Should I give her the name or the
hemorrhoids?
Or the malady? Correct.
There you go.
Very good.
I don't know who it was.
George Brett.
Oh, because yeah. he did the commercials.
Famous.
Yes.
Famous for his hemorrhoids flaring up so bad he had to.
Wow. If you say famous Kansas City Royal, it has to be George Brett or Brett Saberhagen.
Those are the only two
they have.
I mean,
or maybe Bo Jackson for about 10 minutes.
His obituary, and let's hope it doesn't happen for a long time, will have the word hemorrhoids in it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
You don't want to be known for that.
I guess not.
Piles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd hate to be known as a pain in the ass.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
See what I did there.
I was looking up bread pudding recipe, and I scrolled down, and the next recipe was peanut butter molten bundt cake.
Now you've got something. Nothing yes, bundt cake. That's my motto.
This looks amazing.
Okay, well, why are we?
We forgot bundt cake.
Why are you just torturing ourselves?
Yeah, I know. Oh, here's something else if you want to continue with your day in history.
But.
You remember this one? In 1860, this is for you, Josh. 11-year-old Grace Bedell wrote to Abraham Lincoln asking him to do what?
Asking him.
1860. So it's before things got really
to
ugly.
Go to
to
a
stop
play?
Breaking up her family by sleeping with her mom.
Wow, that is
whoa.
Not correct.
Or to go to
wasn't
a play
something with,
with
his
her?
Hat?
No.
And sit in the
now,
box.
Come on, you guys know this.
I've sent you these two tickets to our American cousin.
This is one of those.
I thought it was something with his hat.
This is one of those fun history things they teach little kids before they teach them.
I've heard this.
The slaughter of the Civil War. She asked him to
grow his beard out.
Grow his beard.
Asked him to grow a beard.
Oh.
That's why he did?
Yeah.
Just because she asked?
Stupid.
Yeah. It's a famous story. You never heard that one?
Yeah, I do.
Dear Mr. President,
that.
Your face is scary. Please become the first hipster president.
Would you find that odd if a president grew a beard while he was in office? Wouldn't that be weird? I bet there would be.
Probably hasn't happened for a long. We always go through this. The last president with a beard, Dean knows this one.
Got to be Hayes, right? Or Garfield?
It goes pretty far back. That would have been funny if suddenly Clinton grew a pair of Neil Young 1968 sideburns.
I wouldn't be surprised with the. Sat next to a guy yesterday or Saturday in Michigan who had one of those Three Musketeer mustaches.
Oh.
Like real long and like curled on the ends.
Like a Raleigh Fingers handlebar.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was unbelievable.
Couldn't believe it.
He was probably 32 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously single.
No, he was not. He was married to someone that was sitting at the table.
Some weird woman who likes weird mustaches.
She was knitting.
Suck on your mustache.
Knitting a noose.
He's a wonderful woman.
Last president with it. Is this correct, Dean? Benjamin Harrison was the last president with a beard.
This will make her leave if I
grow. I tried. I picked up smoking.
Would it not be great if President Trump grew like a Fu Manchu?
I would love
just
it.
Didn't say anything.
Like a D'Artagnan with the thing.
A soul patch.
Yeah, like a soul patch.
Has an ex-president, I think the last, I'm trying to think. I think both Nixon and Carter had sort of had some pretty good sideburns going.
Well, wouldn't you just let it go? You've been.
Yeah, just let her in it.
Come on.
Yeah. Get out of office and go, I don't have to shave again.
Yeah,
that would
no
be pretty
joke.
Funny. George W. Bush. Oh, my God. He looks like he's in ZZ Top. I don't think that'll happen. But
probably not.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Peter Ramekin. And this is some other news. Well, in a shock to the entertainment world, pop star Ariana Grande has ended her engagement to Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson. Well, no word on what caused the split, although the announcement came almost immediately after Grande's annual visit to her optometrist, where she was fitted with new contact lenses.
Oh, I get it. It's a little cruel.
That's kind of mean.
Is Pete not a handsome man? I thought he was the good-looking guy.
As retailer Sears, the Sky Mall of its day, circles the financial drain, one brand is guaranteed to survive. Tough Skin Jeans. The official uniform of nerds, twerps, spazzes, geeks, tools, booger eaters, taint wads, dweebs, and scroats should prove to be as indestructible as ever. Fashion from the same material used in radial tires and just as stylish, Tough Skin's brand jeans are expected to be snapped up by another retailer, possibly Twits R Us. And now here's a bit of Tough Skin's jeans trivia.
Okay.
In the movie of Fargo, Steve Buscemi was fed into a wood chipper mangling his body, but his Tough Skins came out as good as new.
Wow.
Yeah.
And finally, on a personal note, it's come to my attention that some of my colleagues have called me an elitist, a sellout, and just an out-of-touch old man.
Yeah?
Well, I want to state for the record, nothing could be further from the truth. I am still the voice of the people for the people. Despite my success, nothing has changed. I still put my pants on like everyone else, assuming everyone else has two Swedish manservants who gently hoist and lower them via an electric ceiling winch.
Winch.
And by the way, Tom, the Hitswaters love blackberry pie.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much. This has been Dick Hitswater for Some of the News. We'll see you later, kids.
All right.
Thank you, Dick. Speaking of comebacks, by the way, did you ever wear the Tough Skins, Josh?
No, I wasn't even familiar with the brand.
What was the Chubby Kids?
Husky.
Was it Sears Huskies?
Yeah.
I thought there was a Sears.
No, it was different.
Chubby clothes.
Yeah, the Tough Skins.
Yeah, I never wore Huskies. I never wore, I've never heard of Tough Skins. That was the Sears. Yeah. That was the Sears brand.
But he mentioned that toys, he kind of alluded to Toys R Us. Did you see that they, the bankruptcy may be canceled from Toys R Us? So did Jeffrey the Giraffe already get a new gig?
Well, he was helping out the Giraffe Federation or something along those lines.
Oh, so they can get him back?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is like one of those 90s bands retiring too early, and they want to come back before they're...
Or it's kind of like the Can You Hear Me Now? Okay. Although he went to a different company, didn't he?
Yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
I think of all the safari animals, I'd like to own a giraffe.
You think?
You know, like elephant, wildebeest, rhino... Giraffe.
You ever stayed at that hotel? There's that hotel at Disney World at the Animal Kingdom where the giraffes are right outside the balcony.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. You get up in the morning, open the curtains, there's a giraffe right there. Hello.
And they always look like they're just chewing and saying, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
They don't look menacing at all.
Oh, but they look at you, they stomp you just as a...
Yeah, they whip their heads around.
They could. They would.
No,
they do. You're right.
There was a guy killed by a giraffe just last year. Some famous,
what did he do?
Famous photographer.
I bet he did something. I bet he
walked up and just kicked it in the shin.
Probably to get a good photo of the giraffe surprised look on his face.
A nice hickey. You know,
yeah,
something.
Giraffes can do a lot of damage.
So I never thought about which. If I had to open, I don't really believe in owning exotic animals. I think it's usually cruel and awful.
But if you were to have one.
But if you had to have one, what if it becomes? I don't know. Why wouldn't it, though? Federal law. And we all have to own a safari.
I have a sloth. They don't seem to do much.
A sloth?
Yeah. It's kind of hang. It's kind of hang around.
They all have voices like this.
Like Truman Capote?
Nah.
I, of course, would have a koala.
Harper Lee and I were having tea.
Honey, get up. It's time to go to bed.
Koalas sleep a lot, too, though. I guess they don't do
life
much.
Life with the sloth. Tonight at home with the sloths.
They have really long nails, though. You have to be careful.
Maybe a hippopotamus?
What?
Very dangerous.
Why would a hippopotamus?
No, giraffe. Giraffe is the answer.
Plus, you know how hippos crap, don't you?
Yes.
They like it sprays and then they fan it with their tail, so it just sort of like it's awful. Yeah. It's
Are
all
you serious?
Over the place.
Amazing. It's in Josh's real mess. New book. Yeah. Defecations of exotic animals.
I mean, you
animals.
Have a lot of land, but I don't think you have a
I withdraw the hippo.
Room for a hippo.
Giraffe. Giraffe is the answer. You'd be the giraffe guy.
Oh, I'd want
a
big
giraffe.
I'd want a big cat.
Put it on a leash.
No, but I'm.
You'd have to build a pretty big barn for that.
But a giraffe, you're right though, because they don't. It's not like a lion where if it gets out, it's going to be super dangerous.
You have a tree.
Well, they'll trample you.
People drive by your house and go, because you drive by the llama house all the time, yes. Christy, the lady that has all the llamas.
Look, right. Owning a giraffe is just as stupid as owning llamas.
No, it's
okay?
not.
Yes, it is.
There's no.
It's probably illegal.
No comparison.
You need some kind of, I hope you'd need some kind of a license.
You you just get the trees they like. They feed themselves. You know, you just go out and drink a cup of coffee, look at your giraffe, when then go to work.
So my point is, though, that apparently Toys R Us is going to come back. So are the stores all still in where they were before? They haven't taken the signs down? And
I think the one over here is already gone, isn't it?
I think the Toys R Us's, though, they have that look. Tesla.
Are they going to change the name to, like, Toys Be Back? You know, something.
Yeah, I know.
Toys Be Back.
I'll just give you a straight answer. No, they're not.
Wouldn't that be a great camp?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.